talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Baby says it's all right if I come out and play. Just don't be out all night, come back this way. You've been working real hard, living hard too. I wanna take a load off with you. Living in the house of the blue-green Buddha. Living in the house of the blue-green Buddha.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. That was Susto with House of the Blue-Green Buddha, and you may have seen the leader of Susto on the cover of Charleston Scene a couple weeks ago. This is a local band that is making a lot of waves in the music world. And in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, the Charleston Fall Home Show, which takes place every August, both at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston, and also the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which is coming up Saturday, April 27th, and we'll be sharing more information with you about that in the coming radio shows. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Thomas Lauderdale with Advanced Kitchen Designs of Charleston. Also, a very interesting interview about getting ready for hurricane season with Brian Burnup with Muller Company. Also, Jason Bishop with AccuBrick Brick Paving Systems. Mike Thompson with Outdoor Lighting Perspectives. And finally, Shoshana Rychek with Shelf Genie. But joining us now, we've got some very special guests. We're going to be talking with a few members of the Charleston Home and Design Magazine team, and you know, everybody likes to kind of take a peek behind the curtain and see what it's like to what the process was, maybe of what it's like to put together something. And in this case, Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Joining us now, Charleston Home and Design Magazine's art director Patrick Brickman, also photographer, graphic designer Callie Cranford, and also our third photographer and graphic designer, Ebony Ellis. How you folks doing?
Doing good, Tim.
Great. Great, thanks.
Good. Congratulations to Callie. She had a baby a couple months ago. What's your baby's name, and how's that little boy doing?
It is the best thing that's ever happened. His name's Aiden Blake Webster, and he is about to be 3 months, so he's a big boy. It's been great, though.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That's great. And Ebony, you joined us this past summer. Where are you from, Ebony?
I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
I've been there for 8 years. It's been pretty fun. Been a good run being there. It's been fun being around, like, completely different places and different universities like NC State, Duke, UNC. So mm-hmm. It's been great.
Yeah. Well, we're very grateful to have all three of you on board as team members of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And what I thought would be kind of interesting to our listeners is to talk to you all about what's it like to be a photographer at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Patrick, you're the art director here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. You get to visit lots and lots of really, really nice homes here in Charleston, don't you?
Yeah, sure do. I get around from Kiowa to Somerville,
a lot of homes in Mount Pleasant, Daniel Island. So we get to travel all over the place and get to go into a lot of nice homes and quite the range of projects too. So it could be from shooting a crawl space to being on the roof shooting solar panels to shooting a nice kitchen or bathroom or a full house shoot for an architect or builder. So we see the whole gamut of what's around here in Charleston, and it's a lot of fun. I've been doing it here at the company for about 8 years, and Ebony and Kelly are a little bit newer here, so they're getting used to getting out and about. And I really enjoy my job and everything involved with photography, so it's a lot of fun.
And Callie, you also joined us this past summer, and you're a food blogger, right?
Yeah, go around town trying to find the best fried chicken, Southern comfort food.
Yeah,
yeah.
And a photographer, you take some great photographs of the food that you talk about, right?
Right. Love to, like I said, go around town and find these really cool restaurants. Charleston's always growing, so it's good to stay trendy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would guess that the three of you kind of look at maybe houses in a different point of view, right? Just because of your photography and graphics background. What's that like when you first walk into a home, and what's kind of your process, Patrick?
You know, I'm kind of accustomed to picking my angles and knowing what looks good in a photograph. And each situation's a little different with the space. But there's some go-to things you can look at when you're walking into a photo shoot. And what I usually look at is the lighting, the situation that you're dealing with, whether it's cloudy or sunny. You know, the amount of lights that they have in the room, whether they're on dimmers. There's just so much that goes into it. And then also the design and what's put into that project and really trying to communicate that for the client. So if they put in custom hardware or custom knobs, you know, getting those detail shots as well as getting large wide shots, say in a kitchen or wherever.
And we have the advertisers in Charleston Home and Design magazine. It's their projects that the three of you are going out and shooting, and so kind of depending on which of the companies, that's kind of the angle that you're taking, right?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, a photo shoot can be, you could go into the same space and shoot it for an architect or builder, and then you go in there and shoot it for an interior designer, and it's kind of a whole different ballgame with, you know, the interior designer is a little more focused on the details with the staging and the finishes and the patterns and color. And then the architect wants to see more of the larger shots, you know, the whether it's an arced hallway or detail X is on the cabinets or something of that nature. So, you know, it's similar in a fashion, but it definitely ranges who you're shooting for.
Mm-hmm. Ebony or or Callie, you know, one of the things about Charleston Home and Design magazine is we offer our clients free photography, and so I'll bet that keeps you pretty busy, huh?
Yes, it does. Always keep me busy. I think like what Patrick said, like when you go into a room, it's you always have to look at the angles, looking at the lighting. I tend to look at the space as well and see if it's cluttered, just to clear out some of the things, because you just want to make sure you're focusing on the things you need to focus on. So I think that's really important.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Callie?
Yeah, just like they said, just evaluating the space and seeing what you would like the client to offer in the home.
What the client wants to showcase.
Right. And so just checking out the details and making sure you get everything that you need for that client.
And that's just step one, because a lot of time goes into the editing of those photographs once you get back to the office. And I'm gonna talk to the three of you again for our next issue, for our spring issue, which will be coming out in about 1 month. But we do want to wrap it up. But thank you to Patrick Brickman, our art director, Callie Cranford, and Ebony Ellis, our photographers slash graphic designers, for all of your hard work. And I'm sure our clients are very, very grateful for all your hard work as well. Thank you all, and I hope our listeners have a great weekend. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Thomas Lauderdale with Advanced Kitchen Designs. How are you doing, Thomas?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. We've got you on the phone, and so Thomas, take a moment and tell everybody about Advanced Kitchen Design.
Sure. We are a full custom kitchen and vanity design company. Actually, we do all rooms in the house.
Mm-hmm.
We take plans from the architectural phase and work closely with homeowners and builders and project managers to design and complete cabinet designs and installation.
Gotcha. And of course, Advanced Kitchen Designs is a local company. Where are you folks located?
Yeah, we're located in West Ashley, right on Highway 17.
Okay.
Very convenient to 526.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And you've got a beautiful showroom. Tell our listeners about your showroom.
Yeah, we have many of our manufacturers here on display. We have a full kitchen, working kitchens, and a nice design table that we pull your plans up on a big TV so we can really dive into everything and have it very accessible. We have all of our door styles and finishes and glass and you name it. We have samples of it.
Gotcha. A lot of homeowners know that they want to update their kitchen or their maybe their building, and they want a beautiful new kitchen, but they're not exactly sure where everything's going to be laid out and all of the different options that are available. Kind of just quickly walk through the process of when you're working with a homeowner, how you get from start to finish.
There's really two different types of it, new construction and remodeling. So for remodels, we love to meet people over at their house, kind of walk through it, talk about, if we're going to be moving walls or moving appliances. And it's really fun to sit there and kind of envision things that maybe the homeowners hadn't even considered, because we specialize in doing this kind of thing. So, I mean, maybe it's moving the fridge, maybe it's pushing a wall back, maybe it's including a pantry. And when you see people's eyes really start to open up and see that there's more possibilities than just replacing exactly what's there, that's really fun to do.
Mm-hmm.
And for the new construction, a lot of architects kind of just put things in different places in there, so we kind of just take creative freedom a lot of times to, again, flip appliances around, move things around, change island configurations. We even get into possibly moving windows slightly to really help out designs. I mean, there's just a lot of things that go into designing kitchens that's more than just what you see on plans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of times with new construction, you want the architect spending their time that you're paying for designing the overall house. And when it comes to the kitchen, they can work with a company like Advanced Kitchen Designs, and you folks can be the ones that come up with the overall design of the kitchen, and that's included in the price. That's not something you have to pay
Absolutely.
For extra.
Yeah, that's definitely that's what we're here for, is to help be creative and help really focus on what the homeowner wants when it comes to specific kitchen items.
Mm-hmm. Once you've met with the homeowner and kind of gone through their wants and needs, what happens then?
We'll put everything onto our computer and print 3D elevations of all of the things that we've talked about, whether it be different configurations. But you can really get a good feel for what the kitchen's going to look and function like with these 3D elevations. Then we it's an evolving process. Once we get that back, then we'll maybe come up with some other ideas or maybe look at something a little differently, and then we'll take it back to the drawing board, and we'll just keep doing it until we get it right.
Good deal. And these 3D elevations, is that something that you present to them electronically?
Well, no, we print it out. I mean, we can. But typically we'll print it out and we will send it over via email, or they can come in and we can sit down and we can just kind of move through and talk about tweaks and changes that we want to do. Mm-hmm. But we do have a lot of out-of-town clients, so it's nice to be able to print them off and send them to them over email so that they can, you know, keep the process moving while they're out of town.
I'll bet that's a great help to your customers, because not everybody can look at a flat set of plans and envision how it's going to look like. So they kind of need to see it in 3D before, you know, pulling the trigger on everything, right?
No, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's a great visual tool to help people really see, you know, what it's going to look like. And then we'll also meet them on the job site, lay everything out on the floor, so then they can kind of walk around the kitchen as well. You know, because like you said, even looking at it on a 2D page, you know, when you get out there and we map out the island, we map out where the fridge, where the range, everything's going to be, and they can have the opportunity to walk around their kitchen and see how it's going to actually function. Mm. Is a really cool thing.
Yeah,
as well.
Because they might be looking at a really big space, or at least they think it's really big, but then once you start putting in the cabinets and the island, it starts to fill in, and then they can make adjustments and say, okay, I is it possible to move this here or do this or that?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the big things is walk spaces and making sure that you have proper walking paths through major parts of the kitchen, whether it be, you know, between the range and sink if it's in the island, or if you have a flow pattern that's going to be leading from the living room maybe to a dining room, just making sure that your island is not pinching off crucial walk paths is a big thing that we can find and really manipulate when we lay everything out on the ground. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned possibly moving walls or windows. Is that something that would require a separate contractor, or is that something AKD can help with?
Oh, no, we work, we work closely with contractors and builders who would do the actual work. And, you know, if someone comes in here and they haven't really started the process, you know, we will see what side of town they're on, and we can definitely recommend the contractor who would, you know, best be suited to do the work they're looking for, you know, because they'll need to pull permits and they'll have plumbers and electricians, and it really helps to have somebody that can focus and make sure everyone's doing the right thing and really pulling everything and culminating it all together.
Mm-hmm. Very good. What are you seeing as far as trends go within design and maybe in colors in the kitchen?
Yeah, you know, we're actually seeing a lot more people do the same color island as they're doing on the perimeter, which used to be most everybody would switch colors. But I kind of like it, you know, because now we have the opportunity to switch maybe the countertop on the island, or, you know, and maybe switch that color up, because you don't want it to be too busy. You don't want to be switching colors on the island and switching countertops.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think you can do one or the other. And now that, you know, I've seen and had the opportunity to do many kitchens that have, say, a white perimeter and a white island, but then they switch just a countertop on the island, it's a really sharp look.
And as far as what Advanced Kitchen Designs will provide, you folks are obviously going to provide the cabinetry, and do you also help with the countertops, or how does that work?
We have some countertop samples here in our showroom. We don't get into the actual fabrication of it, but we do supply wood butcher block tops.
Okay.
You know? So if we have a bar area that we want to accent, or if, you know, if it's an island that we want to accent in a walnut or a babinga, or some kind of, wood, we can definitely help out with that.
Mm-hmm. But you're helping to coordinate with the countertop fabricator to make sure that, everything is going to fit perfectly then, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll send our plans directly to them with all the measurements they need to get an accurate quote. And, then they'll always come out in template to just ensure everything's spot on.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And we're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you, there are other rooms, people go to Advanced Kitchen Design and you help them with other parts of the house too.
Absolutely. I mean, we do vanities, we do built-ins, we do specialty desks. We really help out with anything in the house that needs some designs, you need some, you know, a little more than average on designs and spatial reasoning.
So, like, if they wanted maybe some new built-ins to surround the fireplace, for example, that's something that Advanced Kitchen Design could help with?
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Advanced Kitchen Designs?
They can always visit our website at www.akd.biz, which has photos of many projects that we've done. And they can always come into our showroom at 1662 Savannah Highway, Suite 210, and give us a visit.
Very good. Well, we have been talking with Thomas Lauderdale with Advanced Kitchen Designs. Thanks so much, Thomas.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Now we are talking with Brian Burnup with Muller. How are you doing, Brian?
Doing well. Thank you for having us.
Sure. Tell everybody about Muller.
Muller Company is locally owned and operated out of Charleston by the Hay family. We've been in business over 25 years, and we do a variety of storm protection products to windows and doors and sunrooms.
And Muller Company is very well known for your hurricane protection products, right?
Yes, sir. We actually hold several patents and have a manufacturing line on like a fabric and storm trim system that, you know, it's a hidden system that you can put around your windows and doors. In the event of a storm, you can pop a little strip off and put in a screw without putting a new hole in your house and having to sand and paint and water getting in and so forth. We have a low-cost new Muller fabric panel that we actually are manufacturing for homeowners.
Mm-hmm. You know, I over the years talking with hurricane protection companies, they would always say, you know, we went through a long period where there wasn't any scares at all here in South Carolina, and I would hear them say, you know, we just need a little scare, something to motivate homeowners to, you know, do something to protect their house. In the last 3 years, we've had three different, you
major
know,
storms.
Yeah. And so it's more than just something that you know, people are experiencing once, you know, every 20, 25 years, like Hurricane Hugo. But has it made people more aware of, I got to do something because you know, bugging out, evacuating is just a pain. I need to do something to protect my house, because it's, you know, it's not a matter of if, but when a hurricane is going to come to Charleston again.
Right. So the kind of consensus I have, you know, just listening to, you know, homeowners out there, is the last couple of scares, there were it's either too much money to get out of town, too many hours for people to drive. People have medical needs. A lot more people are planning to stay, and protect their houses, to where it's creating quite a demand in the market. So we saw that demand uprising, and that's where we came out with a lower cost solution by doing these fabric panels, because a lot of people can't put up heavy sheets of plywood and anchor them in the house. We have products that you can put on the inside from inside of the house. Mm-hmm. So absolutely.
Well, let's talk about some of those options. You mentioned talk about the storm trim product that Muller Company has.
So we have it's a vinyl extrusion that you can waterproof into the house during construction. It's completely watertight and it's hidden, or you can actually retrofit a house. We actually ended up putting it on one of your employees' house, where you can pull off the exterior trim or vinyl siding, put it around the window, put the siding or trim back on, and you cannot tell it's there.
Mm-hmm.
In the event of a storm, you can put any product in there. So even if you weren't able to afford a more expensive product, or you already had plywood, you can screw in your plywood, you can screw in fabric, you can put any product into our system.
And in addition to that, does Muller still sell the storm studs?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
What
we
are
have
those?
So we have a patented product that we actually will sell you the window with the anchoring system into the window, where you can screw right into the frame of the window with our anchor into it, and it becomes hurricane rated at that point.
And these are two items that the founder of the Muller Company, Henry Hay, he developed these, didn't he?
Correct. We hold the patents. We have many patents. We actually have a patent on the laminated glass too. We do probably more vinyl impact windows than any other company around. So not in addition to the retrofit products, we can actually change out your windows to hurricane rated windows, or supply you with new windows and doors on the front end of new construction, where you don't have to put any products up.
Mm-hmm. And so in addition to those products, the Muller Company sells impact-rated windows. And what are impact-rated windows?
Impact-rated windows are similar, as I tell people, to the windshield of your car. It's got a laminate between the glass, but the entire system is tested. So not just the glass, the frame, the installation, the sashes are all tested. But they will stand a 2x4 large missile test shot from a cannon at 34 miles an hour. They do two shots, and then they put it through a pressure test of 9,000 cycles, positive and negative. End up being as strong as the walls of your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and don't let that 34 miles an hour get the wrong idea, because basically when that missile test that you're talking about, the projectile test, that is replicating your neighbor's grill. And they were irresponsible, and before the storm, they didn't bring that grill inside. Well, the winds are so strong during a hurricane that your neighbor's grill gets picked up and is flying through the air at 34 miles an hour. But the wind itself is maybe
140 miles an hour. Wind zone will carry a 2x4 at 34 miles an hour.
Okay, so the wind is 140 or
right.
more.
That's the wind zone we're in.
Right, and so it picks up that grill. And the grill, as it's approaching your window, is flying through the air at 34 miles an hour, smashes into your window. If you don't have any kind of hurricane protection on your house, whether it's impact-rated glass or shutters or the storm trim, what happens once there's a penetration in your house?
So that's the biggest thing for homeowners to kind of grasp is nothing is designed not to break the glass. Everything is designed not to let enough wind pressure into the home to destroy the envelope. So in the event of a storm, once you break the envelope, all the wind pressure starts pushing on the roof and on the outer walls and tries to collapse the structure. So it's most importantly just to keep the envelope intact. So even if you had some people say, oh man, I don't want a fabric panel over a window. In the event of a storm, if the glass breaks behind the panel, the negative pressure will pull the fabric into the window and it will stabilize the opening.
Mm-hmm.
So it's meant to not to destroy the structure.
Right. And so your neighbor who doesn't have any hurricane protection, he gets hit by that grill, and you've got that negative pressure. Now the wind is sort of, there's an upward pressure, right?
And correct. It's moving in all areas.
And it's going to, the chances are your roof is going to blow off at that point.
Right.
And then when your roof blows off, you're cooked. You're done, because you're going to get all sorts of water damage. There's going to be flooding. Your insurance companies might say, well, this, you lost your roof, but, this is flood damage. And so you might have some trouble, even collecting insurance money at that point.
You know, one of the biggest things, too, is there is this, for retrofit end users, for customers that are thinking about it, there is a small tax credit through the state that you can use part of it each year. So you can, like a South Carolina retrofit tax credit will give you 25% of the cost up to $1,000. Well, that's helpful money if a customer can't afford the entire job. We do tons of partials. Maybe it's a back door that worries a customer the most. Well, that back door will qualify for that tax credit as long as it's impact rated.
Yeah, and the tax credit, consult your accountant, they always say, but that's not a tax deduction. That is, you owe the state of South Carolina $500, and they're going to take that credit off of what you owe
correct.
The state.
It's not a rebate. It is a credit, and definitely consult with your CPA on any tax credits, but
exactly.
There are some out there and some possible insurance deductions as well.
Well, good deal. Well, this is, don't wait until hurricane season because Mueller, your phones blow up whenever there's a warning issued. Can you come out and put shutters on my house, right? And
absolutely. Yeah, I know. I tell people it gets crazy. We're like a Chick-fil-A drive-thru when the storms hit. Everybody's right. Running in the office looking for bolts and wing nuts. It takes 10 to 12 weeks sometimes to get products. Everything's custom made. We have to pull permits to do the installations. So definitely call in advance and don't wait till the last minute.
And how can folks get it in touch with Mueller Company?
Mueller.com or 843-572-9727.
All right, great. And your showroom?
630 Skylark Drive, Suite U. We're right behind the Toast and Cookout in West Ashley by Citadel Mall.
Very good. Well, we've been talking with Brian Burnup with the Mueller Company. Thanks so much, Brian.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And now we're talking with Jason Bishop with AccuBrick Paving Systems. How you doing, Jason?
Very good.
Good. Jason, take a moment and tell everybody about AccuBrick Paving Systems.
AccuBrick Paving Systems is a hardscape contractor. We do patios, pool decks, driveways, basically any outdoor living hardscape project.
And I'm going to ask you this because I have experienced this myself. Do you ever come onto a project where the homeowner has tried to install a paving system themselves and they just can't get it right?
All the time. All the time. We understand there's a lot of DIY people, and there are lots of products that are new, making it easier for the homeowner to do that. A lot of people underestimate how heavy the products are and how long and extensive of a project it can turn out to be. And I feel like that's where we come in and can do something relatively a big project in a short amount of time compared to wasting your weekends.
Well, first of all, having a paver driveway or a paver patio or anything around the house that you can use concrete, pour concrete with, you should be using pavers. And one of the main things is the soil stability in the Charleston area is not all that great. And so, you know, it's not a matter of if, but when your, you know, poured concrete is going to crack. And if there's ever any movement in the soil where you have pavers down, all you do is pull up the paver and put a little bit more of the ROC material down below that, and you've raised up, you've corrected the problem rather than having to tear out the whole concrete driveway or what have you.
Absolutely. If people can hear my accent, I am obviously from up north and used to dealing with northern Wisconsin weather, and we have frost in the ground, which we deal with pavers that way because of the heaving from the ground constantly moving, and I said it really has worked out well living here in the low country. We have water in the ground. Mm-hmm. So the segmented pavers, you know, being that it's a sand set product, it allows the movement. It allows for a very easy repair. If a tree root or anything moves your project, it can be fixed cleanly, efficiently, and just makes for a lifetime product versus a concrete crack or something that you're without your driveway or your patio for a period of time.
Right, right. So many reasons to use pavers. First of all, they and not to just use pavers, but have a professional like AccuBrick Paving Systems install them. You mentioned the weight of the pavers, and my wife and I did a patio at our old house. And oh my gosh, back-breaking work, you know, carrying a pile of 6 to 8 pavers from one spot to another, heavy as heck, and do that, you know, 100 times over. I mean, you know, it's not like you can work on a sawhorse. Everything is on the ground level, right?
Yes, everything's back-breaking. Everything is heavy, hot out.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's...
Your
definitely
crews probably love this time of year, right?
Yes, yes. Our guys are loving this weather. I mean, this is all we do. We're efficient at it. We are going into our 20th year in business. We definitely feel like we have the right equipment, the right crews to get a project done efficiently and professionally.
You know, another reason to use a professional paver installing company like AccuBrick Paving Systems is drainage. After you put in all that work and you followed all the directions and you dug down, you know, the proper amount in the soil and you've put in the ROC and then the sand and so forth, you still may have some puddling going on and even some flooding from those pavers because the pitch isn't correct. And that's one of the things that it's sort of a mystery. I know how you do it. You shoot a level, but that is so important in your backyard to use a professional like AccuBrick Paving Systems, because you don't want to go through all that work and then it's just the pavers are uneven, or when it rains they're puddling up and so forth, right?
Yes, correct. I would say maybe the biggest knock against pavers that I hear talking to people is, oh, you know, it gets mossy or a dark area because of water holding, and that is what that's from. But down to our newest guy on our team, everyone knows there's a certain amount of pitch for water to run off. We definitely, where the water is going is our first thing.
Mm-hmm.
And keeping the product dry, keeping the water off of it, creates a pretty much a lifelong look.
Right. And one more thing, I like the Sullivan's Island, Isle of Palms, they've been doing this for years. The city of Charleston hasn't caught on to it yet, but when you're building a house out on Sullivan's Island or Isle of Palms, they take a look at the outside of your house and how much space you have, and they demand a plan from you as to where the runoff is going to go. And most of the houses out there have pavers because you can get pavers that will that are permeable, right? And so the water isn't going to go onto your neighbor's property. It's going to sink through the cracks in the pavers, the spaces between the pavers, right?
Yes, correct. Permeable paving is what we call that, where we create a rock bed for all the water to run through the joints of the pavers. And we can, if you envisioned a creek going under your pavers, we can channel that water to certain spots for it to dissipate back into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
That way we aren't running it off to storm drains or things like that, you know, so it definitely helps with the environment. It is a great way to allow a builder to build a bigger house, so right. You're getting your permeable square footage,
right?
You know, so it allows the homeowner to build a bigger house right. on their lots,
right? And I'm not a tree hugger, but I do care about the environment, and I would rather rainwater sink back into the ground rather than going in, you know, to a storm drain, which is going to go out to a river or a creek or something. And it's so easy to do that when you're building with pavers.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, what manufacturers does AccuBrick usually recommend in terms of brands for pavers?
We use everyone. We are not tied to one company. We come out, we show the homeowner many different products. We like to show them what we've done. We don't necessarily start with a brochure from someone. Mm-hmm. We like to show them the projects we've done, and then we go from there. We use all local stuff, whether it's Low Country Pavers, Bellegarde, Tremron. They're all within an hour of mm-hmm. us. Mm-hmm. Those are the three main manufacturers. But those are who we use. We use them all.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And as far as the design goes, if someone is can they lean on AccuBrick paving systems as far as trying to figure out how everything will be laid out in their backyard?
Yes, we do a free estimate. We come out, we can go over with the homeowner what their project would look like, from spray painting out projects to we do a garden hose a lot. Everyone has a garden hose in their backyard, and we lay that out just to get a feel for what mm-hmm. you are looking to set up, and then we can go from there and dial the project in and show the homeowner what it would look like.
Right. Well, if you want your house to look like $1 million, and don't we all, you definitely want to use pavers in the driveway, in the walkways, in the patio, the fire pit area, the outdoor kitchen, wherever in the outdoor spaces of your house, use pavers. Don't use poured concrete, because it will crack and it'll look like it won't look very good. Well, how can folks get more information about AccuBrick paving systems?
Yes, they can go on our website. We have a great website with job pictures. That is accu-brick.com. Or they can call us at 843-821-0121.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Jason Bishop with AccuBrick Paving Systems. Thanks so much, Jason.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Now we're talking with Mike Thompson with Outdoor Lighting Perspectives. How you doing, Mike?
Good, Tim. Thanks for having us.
Sure. Mike, take a moment and tell everyone about Outdoor Lighting Perspectives.
We are Charleston's premier outdoor lighting company. Whether it's upgrading your existing system, doing a new install, you know, we service install and warranty everything. You know, we are we do the best quality fixtures for this environment, the Sea Air, which are copper and brass, that we give a lifetime guarantee on. And in my opinion, you know, which I think matters, we give the best customer service.
Mm-hmm. You know, we have a lot of listeners and readers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine who really care about their homes, and they want their house to look like $1 million. Maybe it's not worth $1 million, but they want it to look really, really good, and they're very proud. They care about and are concerned about how their house looks during the daytime, but they're also very proud and they might want to light up the landscape at night. What kind of dramatic, features will people experience when they have an outdoor lighting system from Outdoor Lighting Perspectives?
You know, and it's all to the customer's perspective on, you know, what, and to that point, what you have in your yard that looks great lighting up or to be lit up. You know, whether it's a nice live oak, you've got a jumble of palms, you've got, you want to do something on the facade of the home, you need a walkway lit, or you're getting older and coming up and down those stairs at night isn't so easy. You're having those lit up. If you've got a nice dock, you know, that you spend evenings out sometimes during the summer. I mean, any aspect of the yard that that a customer really loves during the daytime, we can enhance that at night for them.
You know, I think the biggest objection that a lot of people may think is they say, yeah, that's true. That would, our house, we have a lot of mature trees on the property, and it would look beautiful. But I'm just not willing to add more expense to, you know, what I have to pay on a monthly basis. You know, why do I want lighting to run all night long? It's just going to be too expensive.
You know, with technology nowadays, with the, you know, integration of the products we use, as far as the copper and the brass, so it's an energy efficient system. So once we install, you know, it pulls very low amperage from your breaker. It's all, again, LED, so it's all energy efficient. You know, you could run these things literally dusk till dawn. Being that they're LED and they're low voltage, dusk till dawn, you might spend somewhere between, size of the system, somewhere between $2 and $4 a month.
So, wow.
Yeah, so very energy efficient. And, you know, and that's opposed to an old halogen system. You know, say you had an old halogen system that was 15 lights. You're probably pulling $10 to $15 a month of power. So you get that energy savings. So over time, it builds up, you know. And then you get the great look of having the house or yard lit with the energy savings. You know, it's a win-win both ways.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to continue to play the devil's advocate. Okay, so that's all fine and good. So we've erased the cost aspect, but what happens when the landscaper comes by and they're running the weed trimmer and they cut a line? Now I'm going to have to call Outdoor Lighting Perspectives, and you guys are going to charge a service fee and all that stuff to come out and repair it.
No, you know, we warranty everything. You know, we understand accidents happen. You know, sometimes, you know, God forbid, we may be negligible that wire should have been buried deeper or should have been out of the way of what they would have done. But no, if you're under warranty with us, we're going to come out, we're going to fix it, no fuss. You know, I want you to call us, you know, if something's wrong, please give us a call. We're going to come take care of it. That's how we do.
All right. Well, that's fine. I've got an existing system, but you guys didn't install it at Outdoor Lighting Perspectives. So, and I don't even know I can't remember the name of the guy who did it or the company that did it last time. So, I guess I'm just going to have to limp along and live with, you know, the antiquated outdoor lighting system I have.
You know, it's one of my pleasures owning this business is taking over older existing systems that have been neglected for years, that the customers has seen what it looks like, enjoyed it for a few years, and then again it's been neglected. We come in, we do a full inspection of the system, see what we can do to upgrade, fix, you know, advise a customer maybe has room to add, you know, this tree to that tree. But essentially, you know, we're going to come in, we're going to take it over, we're going to fix it, upgrade it, and then you never have to worry about it again.
Mm. Oh, so you work on existing systems.
We do. That is some of our bread and butter. Again, it's you know, there's a lot of neglected systems in Charleston and in the surrounding areas, and it's our pleasure to come in and get it working, looking like it did day one.
Nice. LED lights. I've seen some of those that have those weird-looking, you know, I don't know. It's kind of like some of the headlights that you see.
It's like a bluish hue.
Bluish, yeah. Is that the kind of LED lighting?
No, and I get that question a lot. You know, it's lights. There's a light scale. It's called a Kelvin scale. And your typical halogen bulb is somewhere along 2,700, whereas that blue LED light is about 5,000 K. I'm not a fan of it. We don't use that color temp. We're right in the 3,000 range, which is a nice warm amber hue. You know, it's bright, it's beautiful. So it highlights the areas subtly. But yeah, I get that all the time. Is it going to be that ugly blue light? No, it's the beautiful warm amber light you see with halogen. Just the energy efficiency of LED.
What about? I've heard that LED lighting is more expensive. Is it? Have the prices come down for LED?
You know, it has a little bit. You know, with I mean, and there's multiple companies out there that do LEDs. You know, it is a little more expensive on the front end than a typical halogen system, but again, with the energy savings, you make your money back in 3 to 5 years just from, you know, running them. Mm-hmm. You know, so you're not having to run a floodlight or your house lights or a post light. You know, you've got that ambiance, around the yard where you're able to see. So you make your money back.
Mm-hmm. What is you mentioned that Outdoor Lighting Perspectives has a new product line coming on board?
We do. We're really kind of excited. We've got some new stuff we're going to be bringing out in the spring. It's integrated fixtures where we're able, instead of having to change out multiple bulbs if the customer doesn't like, you know, how bright something is, it's a one-stop shop kind of fixture. It's got multiple wattages as far as brightness, so you can change it per fixture. So very, very excited to come out with it. We'll be doing some demos after the first of the year, but we're excited about it and to definitely offer it to our Charleston customers.
Mm, very good. And you know, sometimes married couples, they kind of run out of the romantic gifts to give each other. You know, after Christmas, they might have gotten some cash as a gift. What do you say to them as far as, you know, spending that money on a outdoor lighting system from Outdoor Lighting Perspectives?
Yeah. As a married man myself, you know, you do kind of run out of ideas, and, you know, over the years, you're like, I don't know what I want, you know, and after Christmas, you know, again, if you got a little cash in hand, you know, and you want to enhance the yards, nothing like giving us a call and seeing what we can do for the property.
Especially with it being so dark right now.
Exactly. You know, you get off work at 5 and it's pitch black dark. You know, you hate coming home to a dark house. And there's nothing like, you know, January at 5 o'clock coming home to a nice, beautiful house or yard lit up.
So. On a scale of 1 to 10, what's the difficulty level of using an outdoor lighting perspective system?
We want it to be a 0. You know, we want it no fuss, no muss for you. So once we come in, we do our thing, it's the timers are set. You never have to worry about it. And if God forbid a problem does come up, you're going to call me, you're going to call our office, and we're going to get out and take care of it very, very quickly.
How can folks get more information about Outdoor Lighting Perspectives?
You can visit us at www.charleston.outdoorlights.com, or you can give us a call at 843-412-5874.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Mike Thompson with Outdoor Lighting Perspectives. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thanks for having us, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Shoshana Rychek with Shelf Genie. How you doing, Shoshana?
Doing great, thank you.
Good. Shoshana, take a moment and tell everybody about Shelf Genie.
Great. Well, so many people are in kitchens or closets, pantries, or have spaces that are so misused, and they don't know how to better organize it and manage it, mostly because of depth and hard-to-reach places. Shelf Genie will come in, and I'm the local designer for the Charleston, greater Charleston area, and come in and look at the space and help you figure out where do you do what you do, where's the smartest place to keep your stuff. So sometimes we can make some changes right out of the gate. And then we say, okay, now, based on that, what do you need to make it easier for you to get to all your things? And then we come up with a Shelf Genie plan, design, and estimate while we're there. Mm-hmm. Each appointment's about 1.5 to 2 hours on average. I've stayed longer if it's necessary, but typically that's what people should plan on. And they have a very well-planned project to help them make a decision going forward. Mm-hmm.
So Shelf Genie typically you do work in someone's kitchen, correct?
Mostly kitchens and pantries, also under stairways, other closet spaces, other eaves, anywhere that it's hard to get to. Mm-hmm.
And Shelf Genie comes in and installs these heavy-duty, very strong, but beautiful pull-out shelves so that... And everybody has done this before who maybe has fixed shelves in their cabinets, their lower cabinets, or their pantry. Sometimes you have to get down your hands and knees to dig out an appliance or a pot or a pan that is way, way in the back of a cabinet. And Shelf Genie's glide out shelves, you don't have to get down your hands and knees. You just pull those out and... They're super strong, right?
Yes, they will hold over 100 pounds when they're fully extended, and they're warrantied for life, parts and labor. So once the work has been completed, it's never anybody else's problem but ours. Mm-hmm. We have a melamine bottom, so nothing will scratch, stain, or warp. We can go up to 40 inches in any direction, and they're all custom made. So a lot of times people will say, well, I have this big area or this hard to reach area. We have so many systems and we keep developing new ones for new opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so it's really all about convenience and ease of use. And, you know, we got a food processor a few years ago, and it sits high up in a shelf, and it's sort of out of sight, out of mind. So we don't really use it that much. But if it's easy to access some of those heavier pots and pans or appliances, then you're going to use them more often, right?
Well, that too, and because we have such a high weight capacity, we encourage everybody to put their heaviest items on top, which they're usually not used to doing. They think the bottom is more stable. But not only for ease of use, but for ergonomically, it's better for your back and your shoulders and everything else to not have to bend down too low for something heavy. Mm-hmm. And to be able to pull something out all the way, so at least you're not reaching in. And again, chances of hurting backs and necks, mm-hmm. trying to avoid that. Some people have knee issues. Other people, if they're in any way unable to use regular cabinetry because of physical limitations, we solve those problems too.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Talk about some of the experiences that your customers at Shelf Genie have had in terms of this really being, you know, how the glide out shelves have really helped them.
Sure. So a couple of things that come to my mind are when people call me after we've installed pantry glide outs. And they say, it's so nice to not shop for so much because I can see everything that I have now. And there's not a lot of waste of cleaning out expired items. In the course of time that I've been with the company, less than 1% have ever had to call for any warranty work. And that's huge. I would also say that, you know, because of the value, I like to equate this to a vacation. People will take a vacation and they come home And within a week to 10 days, they're back into life and the vacation is a pretty distant memory. Whereas this is the vacation that lasts forever. Every single day, our clients get to enjoy their Shelf Genie products. And it adds a lot to the home value also.
Mm-hmm. And you get what you pay for, too. I know that you can make this a do-it-yourself project, but oftentimes the rollers are going to have the ball bearings. It's not going to be a real smooth and kind of glide. And talk about how do they have like soft clothes or?
Sure.
Yeah.
We do have soft clothes, and I also wanted to mention we can do things in bathrooms. We didn't even talk about that. We do a lot for under bathroom sinks, and we can cut U shapes around pipes. It's so customized. And the problem that people have with the store products is either their wire and things fall through the holes. They don't fill up the space properly, so there's a lot of wasted space, which drives people crazy. Or the package really isn't complete, and who's going to install it? And then who's going to fix it when something goes wrong? And what's it really made of? So we end up having to pull things out frequently that people have tried to put in themselves, or they say, we already pulled it out, now we want you. Mm-hmm. So I think if somebody wants a long-term solution that's going to last and add the value that they're looking for, Shelf Genie is truly the best option.
What would you, if you were to use an analogy, what would you compare the Shelf Genie product to in terms of a car?
Exactly. I sometimes will say this is the Cadillac.
The Cadillac.
Yeah, it's the Cadillac.
And you know, people expect to pay a little bit more for a Cadillac, obviously.
They sure
right?
do, yeah.
And
it's American made, just like we are.
You get what you pay yeah. for. And so if you're going to pay a little bit more for Shelf Genie, but you're going to get a far superior product.
Yeah, and a lifetime warranty. I don't know anybody that offers that on anything anymore.
So if there is a problem, and how many problems have you run into, did you say?
Seriously, maybe a half a dozen in the entire time that I've been with the company.
Out of how many jobs?
Out of hundreds, several hundred, 400 jobs.
And you just call the local Shelf Genie number?
Or call me.
And
you know, while I'm the designer, people can call me, I'll take care of it, but most of the time, it's just the way it works out. People call the 800, it's an 877 number that people will call and get the help that they need.
And they won't have to pay anything extra.
That's true. Yep.
Well, very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Shelf Genie?
Well, the best thing to do is to call me directly. It's 843-670-1392. And I can set appointments with you. I just like to know how you found out about us so I can give credit where credit is due. Or you can call our 888-491-6191.
Very good. Well, we have been talking with Shoshana Rychek with Shelf Genie. Thanks so much, Shoshana.
Thank you. Talking about a home, talking about a home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do. I said a home, talking about a home. Not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home. Yeah, I'm talking about a wedding ring and the whole damn thing. I said a home. Talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com, home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.